Well, I'm going to talk about a website I have visited. I'm a big fan of surfing the net, and I enjoy surfing the net. I think I've spent thousands of hours on the net. But the website I want to talk about is who.int. It's a very reputable and famous website. It's known internationally, and it has, I think, the ranking of 9 or 10 based on Google ranking. It is actually the website of World Health Organization, which is an official website and one of the UN branches. It works under the control of UN. You know, I found it by the early search, internet search that I had about 15 or 16 years ago when I was a university student. In those days, you know, it was not very common to have internet access, and we only had internet access in our university. So because I studied in the field of public health in those days, it was very common for us to come across the websites that have topics about related to health, public health, for example, diseases, or for example, you know, transferable diseases, infectious diseases, non-infectious diseases. Because of that, it was, you know, and the, on the other hand, there weren't many websites like today. Those days, the number of websites were very limited. So very early, we found that website, and it was very useful because it was, you know, it contained a lot of information about the topics we didn't have a good information about. I mean, we didn't have accurate data, or we didn't know much about in our country. We didn't have good books or journals or other information, but it was very useful and a standard. And the only problem those days was the English language for us. But in general, it was, I think, a very good website.